Good morning. Thank you for calling Family First Care. This is Yona. How can I help you?
Hi, good morning. I'm calling from PA Health and Wellness Managed Care Organization. I'm attempting to see if I could speak with a case manager, somebody who is familiar with our member, Shelly Ellis.
I am very familiar with Shelly Ellis.
Oh, are you? Okay, good. I'm hoping then that you're familiar with, she has two open critical incident cases that I am currently working and overseeing, and the reason they're kind of still open is because our SC has not confirmed that they've done a visit with her since she's had the last visit they did with her was back in November, following a early November hospitalization, but then she had a readmission in later that month, and then another admission in, I believe, February. So I am mainly calling to see if you guys have any information that you can share about a admission in late November and then in February. I don't know if you got discharge papers or if you guys are aware of it.
We request discharge papers. They don't always give it to us.
Yeah.
The incident in February, patient was taken by ambulance to Lincano Hospital on 2-8 during the morning time. It was due to her, she was feeling unwell. Her calcium levels ended up being extremely low. And let's see. The aide is refusing to EVV completely, which is something that we've been pushing her for a long time now, and we're pretty much at a point where we're going to have to terminate her employment. She has tried to switch coordinators within our company multiple times due to this instead of actually doing what she's supposed to do. That's the aide side. They only informed us of that she was out of the hospital on the 16th, but they did not give us any discharge paperwork. I'll double checking that. No.
Oh, we were told the 17th, and that's what claims show.
Do you know what time?
No, claims don't, unfortunately, claims do not always provide the biggest picture. Here, I will tell you, this is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing an inpatient admission for hypercalcemia from 2-7 to 2-17.
From 2-7?
I do see, yeah, from 2-7 to 2-17. It looks like even, I mean, granted, I don't know, sometimes our claims are, you know, I've disproved, let's just put it this way, I've somewhat disproven them at times, like depending on if you call doctor's offices and whatnot, sometimes you can get conflicting information from our claims. But this seems to indicate 2-7 to 2-17 with an ambulance claim noted for 2-6.
The aide reported that she went in on 2-8.
So, yeah, I mean, there's, yeah, that's what it's showing.
Should we do a holdback?
Should you do a what?
Should we do a hospitalization reversal for the 7th and the 16th?
As far, are you talking about from a payment standpoint, like
yeah.
For you guys to, for billing? I don't know if I can tell you to do that. I mean, unless you can tell them, hey, we got some information that indicates that
they're
issue.
They're very non-responsive. They're very.
Yeah, I mean, I can't definitively tell you that just because my claims say that it happened. Like that's why we tell our SCs when you go to these visits, you need to be requesting discharge papers. But even sometimes discharge papers are kind of a little bit deceiving. They don't always, like sometimes you might know they went into the ER on 2-6, but their admission paperwork's only going to say they did it, they were admitted.
I've often seen that to be the case, I know.
So, I mean, but that's, I mean, it's indicating an emergency room on 2-7 for acute kidney failure, and then admission 2-7 to 2-17 for hypercalcemia, shortness of breath, acute kidney failure. And, you know, actually what's interesting, well, I don't know if interesting is the right word, but I just found out from doing some additional digging, because I have these two cases open and I can't seem to get anywhere with the SC either, is that it looks like the admission from back in, we found, or the SC reported it in mid-December and reported that this person had an admission 11/26 to 12/2, but from what I can see from claims, after on 12/2, it looks like she discharged to a nursing facility.
Oh, that's lovely.
And
11/26. No, I appreciate this information. 11/26. Let me just pull up her calendar for November. So 11/26.
To 12/2.
Well, this is going to system. She was clocking. That's the last time she clocked, by the way. 11.
Yeah, I about to say.
11/26. She at 4 p.m. Her doctor. Well, she had a routine doctor's appointment. She was referred to the hospital. So she can get her. It's blacked out. I think it's something checked, the protein in her urine, pain in her lower back. She was in the emergency room. She's SHAR on her left leg, and they're still concerned about her kidneys and her blood levels. She went to a rehab facility after that. Yes, we have that as well. And she out till the 29th.
I have that she was out till the 20, or at least claims are showing that she was only in the nursing facility through the 26th. Let me check real quick. Wait, hold on. No. Then I do see 29th.
Yeah, 29th.
I mean, do you have the name of the facility? Because I would want to call them either way.
Let's see. No, it just says that the service coordinator called that Mrs. Ellis is being scheduled to transfer to a rehab facility after the hospitalization. She did not give us the name of the facility. We heard that from the service coordinator.
Oh, the service coordinator? I get pissed. This lady, the service coordinator's documentation is so minimal, and it's so... She has so much more information than what she documents, and I've historically had...
She also doesn't put authorization notes in either, but whatever.
and I don't doubt it. I freaking don't doubt it. I need a backspace because I'm having to document all this.
But I don't have the information on the nursing facility. I'm sorry, and Navinet doesn't give me access to that either. If you would be Keystone, I could help you more.
I know. Let me just backpedal here. So on the 26th, which I do see of November, I do see there looks like some kind of a office visit that was done on 11/26, and there's something about abnormal findings and blood chemistry and whatever. So she was at a routine that seems to support the information about her being at a routine doctor's appointment on the 26th and being sent to the ER by the doctor due to concerns with, like, what did it say? Like her kidney function, lab work?
Yeah, it was lab work. It was something on her leg as well as her continued issues with her kidney function, blood levels, kidney function. That's what, again, all this information is from the SC. The aide just reported the hospitalization, which was doctor recommended.
And there was something about a wound on her leg. I think I saw that.
SCHER, ESCHER. Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, the hospital she went to Lincoln out is historically not great about releasing information, particularly after people have discharged, and especially like this is now, we're talking about a completely different year. So
I would love to get the discharge paperwork, but I obviously can't call the hospital and because they won't give it to me. And
right.
And the patient is literally, we haven't talked to the patient. I have a home visit scheduled because of the EVV issue, and I was informed by the caregiver again, don't allow us to talk to the client, but I was told by the caregiver that they're leaving, like, effective almost immediately. We were about to terminate her anyway, but but they're leaving us, so they're not giving us anything. I would love to help you more. I try to get all the documentation I can. We always request discharge papers, and by and large, our clients and aides are very good with it. I know you guys need it, and we get requests for them all the time. But in this particular case, we're having a communication issue.
I understand that. I mean, it happens a lot. I mean, I try to just cross my I's and dot my T's to make sure I've attempted a bunch of things before I say we just couldn't get the information. Like we followed up the
caregiver's information because that's the easiest way to contact the patient, really.
No, it's okay. I personally, I don't think I'm allowed to talk to the caregivers. I know I can't talk to our members, but quite frankly, the SD really needs to step up here. Or, I mean, what's funny is it sounds like she's actually doing her job, but she's documenting in such a way that it makes it look like she's not doing her job in some ways. I would not have gotten the impression that she knew anything about what any of these hospitalizations were. But she's giving you very specific information, and she's not giving it to me. And it's just, it's maddening. So,
I'm assuming you have access to the portal with the notes, right?
I have access to EIM, and then I have access to
the PL and Wellness portal?
I don't have access to that.
Oh, so hold on. Let me pull the notes from.
Oh wait, did you say the PA Health and Wellness portal? Like, what do you mean?
Yes, PA Health and Wellness portal. Yes, that's what I mean.
I mean, yeah. I have access to. So we use TrueCare, and there's things, resources within that that I have access to, but I've never heard it referred to as the PHW portal per se.
Well, it's a login where they put in like notes and auths and stuff. I'll log in and see if there's any additional information I can pull from there.
Okay. So let me just kind of sum this up, though. So you were informed by the caregiver, right? The caregiver reported that the member was at a routine doctor's appointment on 11/26 and was sent to the hospital by the doctor due to concerns with her kidney function, abnormal lab work, blood work, and there was concerns of a wound on her leg. I can confirm that she did have an office visit on that date, and that you also were informed by the caregiver that she was being transferred to a nursing facility upon discharge from that particular admission, but they didn't provide you the name of the...
The hospital might be able to provide it for you, though. It was Lenkenu Hospital. They'll know where they transferred it to.
Yeah, they're just not his... Like, they typically, their medical records will not release information without a signed release, which I don't have. So the best, usually this is where I'm telling the SDs, you need to be involved with discharge planning. So we know they're telling you, hey, by the way, this is where this person's going. You can keep following them, you know, into their next. But the SD has a note in here saying that, you know, that when she had already discharged, you know, she had spoken with the member, and the member said, yeah, I was in the hospital from this date to this date and for symptoms of kidney failure, and then scheduled a visit for 12/29, which happens to be the date that she supposedly did discharge from the facility, the nursing facility, but it says nothing in here that she went to the nursing home. I have no information about that unless I was digging through all my claims to figure out what's going on here, because my case is at risk of going out of compliance because I don't have this visit. And so I was like, I guess I got to just take over here because I don't really like to do that. But
well, blame you.
It is. So, but your understanding is that she was at that nursing home from 12/2 until 12/29.
Double check the dates here. So the nursing facility, again, we don't have anything from the hospitalization on, but we have services starting on the evening of the 29th again. So
okay.
The services are starting in the evening. The services are starting in the evening of the 29th, and that is when she was reported back home. The SC notes in your portal are terrible, as you've already stated. There's literally three notes in the whole December, and they're hospitalization. Okay, what does this say? Kidney failure, leg in the sedation, and discharge. Like, as you stated, there's no information in the notes. So, doesn't even say who put in the note. Which, most, no, with P. Alpha Mamas, typically they'll put in their name. No, nothing. It's just bad.
Yeah, it is. It's awful. So, okay, well, this is more information than I had, you know, even 30 minutes ago. So I'm going to count this somewhat as a win. I can try, you know, the hospital. I'm not super optimistic. I never get through to their case management office, even if someone's unfortunate. The only way I really ever get anyone at Lincoln Hall is if I know someone's admitted and I call the operator and get transferred to the nurse's station. Otherwise, it's like good luck. But I might call her doctor's offices and see if they can tell me where she was for that period of time. But, I mean, I'm glad somebody knew she was in the nursing home because, like...
Yeah, the SC definitely has more information. Also, I see a note that there was a trigger assessment done on 12/15, which is during the nursing home. So I see that there was a trigger assessment done in 12/15. So she knows what nursing home.
the last one that what we have is from 11/25. So I don't have anything about her being assessed on 12/15. But let me look.
It was a request. It wasn't. There was a request.
Oh, that's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that. Hold on. I think 12/15. No, I was going to say 12. She did the visit on 11/25, submitted the request to us for review on 12/10. We made a determination on 12/17, and we denied the request. I think 12/15, they uploaded a new version of the PCSP. Maybe she was requested to make some updates before they completed their review.
Even
I don't know. 12.
Anyway.
Yeah. So it's a hot mess, and I've had issues with this particular SC before, where I had someone who was in the hospital from like September until he passed away in December. Or no, actually early January, and the same SC had created an incident report indicating he had been readmitted in October. And when I called the hospital social worker, because it was a fairly complex case, like the guy was like had no POA and he was like on a vent, and they were like, you know how the hospitals will sometimes have to do guardianship stuff because no one has a decision maker and all this stuff. So it was a complicated case.
I'm in the nursing home business. I'm very familiar, yes.
Yeah, so I'm sitting there, and I'm not sitting there. I'm like, I call because I'm trying to, like, you know, place appropriate extensions and for my cases and understand, like, what's the status of this. And I get told the dude had never left the hospital since September, yet was telling us that they, like, you know, had been readmitted. And I was like, what could possibly have occurred on that day that made our SC think that they were readmitted? Like, were they just transferred to a different floor and she took it to be, like, they had left and come back? Like, there was no explanation. And it was a big issue. So I have a little bit of a sour taste in my mouth with this particular SC from that experience. So having to go through this all over again with another member who, like, it's kind of insane that I'm still investigating someone's admission from, like, 4-5 months ago. Like, this
well,
is stupid.
Well, this Fantasia would have all the information you need. She definitely has it. So, but.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure she does. I sent my email already being like, so you know, if you don't do what I need you to do by next, whatever day the 16th is next week, you know, this case will go out of compliance. And I'm kind of done. And I've escalated it to account managers and other people. So I'm making my updates to the case that I can based on what I'm able to conduct. And I have a strong feeling she supposedly was supposed to be doing a visit with her on the 6th, which I think was Friday of last week. So if she did do that, I have a very strong suspicion that Miss Ellis probably would have requested a pass increase. And that's why I'm not seeing any documentation yet, because she's probably, I'm hoping, preparing said documents for us to review so she can get approved for additional hours. But either way, like, you just, like, documentation is so important. Like, it paints the picture. It helps me know that you're
all
in
right.
the case.
We hear you.
Trust. Yeah, so anyway, I will stop venting to you because you've provided me as much information as you can. I will be reaching out to maybe the hospital and also the doctor's office to see if I can get any information about, you know, her dates of stay for any of these admissions. And if I happen to get confirmation from, like, a source like that, you know, these dates of stay maybe conflict with anything that your caregiver reported, I'll let you guys know. But yeah, right now I don't have anything.
Understood. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I already see that they requested a new agency at transferring out. I'm a little concerned also because when you have an aide that does good EVVs, you know what EVV is, right?
Electronic
visit verification. When you have aides that do good EVVs routinely and then all of a sudden completely stop, it's generally a sign something's going on. Not always, but generally a sign. Then she's been blowing us off for coming into the office to troubleshoot it, because we're required by the state to have the electronic. And she, as of the hospitalization, she simply stopped. So
the most recent one, or the one from last fall?
No, the one in November. She just stopped doing it. She was doing it improperly until then, and now she's completely refusing, and she's requested, I see in the notes in PL Obama, she's requested an agency transfer, so it is what it is.
You might want to count your blessings, I don't know, because it sounds like she's, is this a caregiver that Shelly has hired through your agency, or one
no.
you guys have assigned to her?
Family care. It's her caregiver.
Okay, so family care.
It's her selected. Esther, I'll call you right back.
Yeah. Okay. That was going to be my suspicion if there was concerns with.
Yeah, the 85% of CHC participants use their own aides. So about 85% in our region, Pennsylvania. So. Alrighty. Yeah, call me if you need anything else. Unfortunately, that's all the information I have.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you so much again for all your forthcomingness, and hopefully we'll get this resolved soon. But, yep, absolutely. And, I mean, quite frankly, I hope you don't have to be working with her much longer, potentially, you know.
Yeah.
But,
no.
All right, have a good rest of your day.
You too. Take care, man.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.